This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On April 25th, 2007, Mayor David Brown announced his candidacy for a second term on the Charlottesville City Council. Brown has served on the five-person body since 2004 and has been mayor since taking office. He is the only incumbent in the race for the Democratic nomination, which will be decided at a nominating convention on June 2nd. Brown has lived in Charlottesville since 1982, where he's operated a chiropractic practice. In his announcement speech, he asked for a second term in order to continue what he says is increased cooperation between the city and the county of Albemarle.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Mitch, thank you for coming. I'd like to thank everybody for coming, and I'm here to announce that I'm running for a second term on Charlottesville City Council. And I've chosen to ask some of my good friends to come with me, to be with me while I announce, because I want to emphasize how, for me, being on city council has not been a solitary experience. In fact, it's been an experience where I've relied on numerous people for their experience, their knowledge, and their advice. And I must say, it's often unsolicited advice, but nonetheless, good advice. And so I wanted to single out a few people. I wanted to first single out Blake Caravati and Kendra Hamilton. You know, I had the interesting experience of being mayor as soon as I became a member of city council, and they were invaluable in helping me learn through that year. Blake in particular, because he'd been mayor, had a lot of experience. His counsel was invaluable. Kendra and I, I'm sorry. Thank you. Kendra, thank you. Kendra and I had a great experience, became great friends, running together. And in fact, if I'd had my way, she would now be mayor. And she would be running for another term on city council, but unfortunately life and work got in the way of that plan. Alvin Edwards and David Toscano, two of my oldest friends, not chronologically the oldest, but two of my friends I've had the longest, former mayors, member of the House of Delegates, and for Alvin in particular, that provided all this leadership on the school board at a time when we needed it. I also feel like the two of them provided sort of a role model of style, of civility and respectfulness and efficiency at meetings that I've tried to emulate. Jennifer Brown, the city treasurer and elected official, has been a friend of mine for a long time, and I'd like to thank her for all the advice that she's given me. Katie Swenson is a new friend, and Katie has been founded the Design Center. She's given me, sort of opened my eyes to a lot of parts of the world, especially with sustainability issues that I wasn't aware of. And finally, Mitch Vanieres, who has served the city for a long time and been a great role model for me as well. So there's a lot of other people, John Conover, Nancy O'Brien, Maurice Cox, Kay Slaughter, Wade Tremblay, Craig Barton, Karen Waters, Karen Firehawk. Well, this can go on and on. And one of the things that I'm reminded of is when people stand up for things like this, they always thank their spouse. And I've now learned there's a really good reason for that. The demands on being on council are big in terms of the family, and I'd like to thank my wife, Jean Hyatt, not only for being supportive, but also for all of her good advice and wisdom. I've loved being on city council. I'm really proud to have been part of this particular city council, and I feel like we've gotten a lot of things done. We've signed the mayor's agreement on climate change. We've embraced some new affordable housing initiatives. We passed a stream protection ordinance, a steep slopes ordinance. We've initiated a pilot summer jobs program for the youth in our city. Transit has improved. The east end of the mall, and I can't exactly take credit for that, because I think a lot of people behind me had the vision for this, but I think you can think about what this has done for the economy of the city and the economy of downtown. We've passed new historic districts that I'm very pleased to have done. We're moving forward on Jefferson School. Pedestrian and trail issues, bicycling issues have become much more prominent. There's a lot of things we've done, but most of these things are works in progress. They're things we continue to need to work hard on. I'd also like to take credit as a member of City Council for the hiring of Rosa Atkins, who I think is a great asset to the city of Charlottesville, but I think all we did was support the schools and appoint some of the school board members, and I'm really pleased about that. But looking forward, I think there's a couple of very important issues that I would like to continue to be part of in the future. Number one is city-county-university cooperation. A lot of people say that cooperation with the city and the county is at an all-time high, and I believe it is. I think there's a lot of things we're doing together that are working. I think we're moving forward on a regional transportation authority. We're looking, we've signed an agreement to jointly clean up Ivy Landfill. We're working together to plan an eastern connector, connecting road. We work together on a water supply plan. We're having joint meetings of our planning commissions. And that's critically important because most of the issues that we faced are regional issues, growth, traffic, poverty, affordable housing. You kind of go down the list, protecting the environment. These are issues which they're regional in nature, and the solutions for those problems are also regional. There's things we have to work on together. The second kind of general set of issues that are very important to me are issues that involve kids in our community. Prior to becoming a member of City Council, I ran a soccer program for low-income kids, and I'm very aware of how there are a lot of kids who have not succeeded in our schools, a lot of the kids I coached in soccer who are now at an age they should be graduating, and they have not. And we need to do more. We need to do more to ensure that all of our children get a great education and acquire the skills and talents necessary to succeed. And that's not just a school responsibility. We've taken some steps in that regard. We've taken steps with the Summer Jobs Initiative. We've taken some steps with having our Parks and Rec summer programming work hand-in-hand with the schools. But there's a lot more that we as a city need to do to making sure that everyone moves forward. So finally, I'd like to say I'd like another opportunity for four more years to help on the challenges we face in the community, the challenges of poverty, the challenges of growth, and the challenges of the city not becoming a city of haves and have-nots, but rather a great place for all of us to live. So thank you, and
you're here.
Thank all of you for coming.
You're welcome.